Test 74, Section 2, Question 21. And here we're looking for what would be helpful in evaluating the argument. So this is one that could either strengthen it or weaken it. It's looking for what we need. And we have pairs of trained dogs given a command to sit. After both obeyed, one gets a treat, the other isn't. Over time, the dog who went unrewarded began to disobey. And so the dog is like, hey, I'm not getting a treat. This shows that dogs have an aversion to being treated unfairly. So it's saying that they have an aversion to being treated unfairly. And with this one, I was like, well, we don't know necessarily that it's treating unfairly. Could just be that they, you know, kind of stopped wanting to sit or something. It's a decent argument, but it's not perfect. So I said, I want anything that's going to say either yes, it is about being treated unfairly, or no, that wasn't the cause. So, A, were the dogs who were accustomed to receiving regular rewards prior to the study more inclined to obey the command? I wasn't really sure what impact this would have, so I just held on to it and said maybe. B, is there a decline in obedience if rewards are withheld from both pairs, dogs in the pair? And this one I went, yes, this will help us determine if it's about being treated fairly, because if neither one of them is getting a treat, then they're getting treated the same. So if you still get the disobedience, then it's not about being treated unfairly, it's just a lack of treats. C, were the dogs who received treats in one trial ever used as dogs that did not receive treats in the other? And I really couldn't see how that would determine whether or not it's about the fairness, and especially without any additional information about what happened. Were there any cases in which the dog who was given a reward became more inclined? Well, we don't really care about whether a dog gets more inclined. We're only concerned with those that stop obeying. How many repetitions were required before they begin? That doesn't really make a whole lot of difference as long as they do at some point disobey. I went back and double-checked A, were the dogs who were accustomed to receiving regular rewards prior to the study more inclined to obey? We don't really care as long as at some point they disobey, so we don't care a whole lot what happened before. And so B is our best answer.